The other question I have, and this goes to, I mean, violence is, we've been talking about it all morning. Mm-hmm. And the increased number of homicides has been something that's caused a huge amount of concern.
Yes.
What are we doing differently now? I think one of the concerns is that we may be doing something differently now than we have been doing in the past that may be causing this spike of violence. What are we doing differently now than we were doing about a year ago?
You know, one of the things, and I started off, and I'm going to defer to both my colonels here for a second and just share from their standpoint, is when I came in, what we were doing as a city and what I took a look at is that things were not broken. So it was not, I didn't take a position, let me come and turn this upside down and change it, because many of the things that were in place were things that I have done at other organizations, so I felt comfortable with what was going on. And so we haven't dramatically changed our tactics at all. What we've done of this year is going into this year, as last year was a learning situation for me, is to tweak the organization to take on what we're already doing, keep that, and make it sharper and refine it with the input of my command staff who have been here multiple years and have seen different things. And I've taken in their ideas. Much like I said, we saw in previous years that zone policing was a good thing for us. There's pluses and minuses to that. The zone policing, the way that we did it, we had 6 zones within the city as a whole. If you look empirically at the data, crime dropped in all 6 of those zones. And so the method works. It's worked in other cities. I know it works. I believe in it, and that's part of what I did. One of the issues that the president of the union brought up to me early on when I walked in the door was the fact that the way that we do with the specialized units kills the regular patrol officers. They don't feel a part. They think they're only there to take report calls. They want to be a part. And that's part of my philosophy is the same, is that we should have police officers, all police officers, involved in this game. Not just a certain number, but all of them. The problem, and it makes it a necessity, because as attrition grew on us, as that attrition rate impacted us, then we could not fill the units the way that we wanted to fill the units prior. And so we have to make sure that every police officer is engaged in this crime fight, and that some are not just taking reports, but they're engaged, proactive, going after the causes of violence. So we had to build a system last year that took in intelligence and gave that intelligence out to every police officer. So every police officer is tracking down this particular bad guy. Baltimore Police Department is not built for that, dealing with automation right now. We are a very paper-heavy system. We move very slowly. So what we had to build, and we took all last year to kind of build, and we're just getting there right now to that stage, is how do we take in intelligence, information quickly, get it out to those officers out there on the post so they have that information and they know they can go after that bad guy. So what we've done is instead of taking 6 zones that we know that works, we've expanded the same concept to 17 zones. So every district has a zone and has a responsibility in the method that works. So we've expanded what works for us. We've continued with our VRO program, Violent Repeat Offenders. We haven't changed that. We're on that, and we've expanded it, actually, and sharpened it up. We have our GORA program, which is our Gun Offender Registry, and we've been doing that for a number of years, been successful. We haven't changed that. We've kicked it up and asked for more from them than what they were doing before. So the things that the foundation that we have is still there. The only difference that we have, in whether it's bad guys with guns, which was Fred Bielfeld, or gangsters with guns, which is Tony Batts, it's the same concepts. And so we haven't changed dramatically as a whole. For me, I would say it's been 2 things for us from my perspective, and I'll allow my command staff to speak freely as they talk. Our attrition has been very problematic for us. If I had to do something different last year, I would have larger classes faster than what we have now, which is what we're trying to do this year. Our tactics have been impacted by the attrition rate. And so we got to get on top of that quickly and get the numbers back on the street. So that's that number one thing. Number two, I could not change. The second thing is that we had a necessity and a need to put in new command officers in different positions. And so as we put in the new command officers, they have to learn their job in their position. And those are the 2 basic things that I think were more problematic for us. One of the things that we were having a conversation about over the last several days is that our new command staff is starting to settle down, understand, buy into the vision, understand where we're going, and to make the changes. With that, I will defer to Deputy, I'm just promoting you again, Colonel D'Souza, and then or Colonel Reitz. Colonel D'Souza.
Delegate, the zone policing, it works. There's a lot of data that shows it works. What we're telling the officers to do and the commanders to do is to go in those zones and dismantle the organizations that are there and disrupt the behavior. The component that we added in there that's helping us is that You know, we put a lot of resources in these zones, and what does a bad guy do? He leaves the zone. So this SES, the Special Enforcement Section that we have, they're literally targeting those VROs, like the commissioner said, the gun offenders, the gang members, not just in that zone, because with all the presence we're putting in the zone, what are they going to do? They're going to leave. So they're targeting them where they go, some of their stash houses, some of the places that they think we don't know where they're hanging out at. We're targeting them. So it's kind of like moving a moving team following these some of the bad guys that we're it's working. The commanders are finally buying into the zones. We're telling the commanders that, hey, look, this is your baby. This is your backyard. Take stock in this. Work with the community associations in the zones. Work with the schools in the zones. We're asking them to throw everything but the kitchen sink inside the zones, but we're not forgetting about the displacement. We're looking at that, and that's a little bit of what we saw at the beginning of the year where some of the violence was outside of the zones. We're getting a handle on it now. We're looking at the organizations that work within the zones and their associates, and we're quite frankly, we're targeting that.
I'm going to defer to Colonel Reitz here, but the other thing that you asked, if there's anything that's different, also to make sure to be very transparent and open. When I walked in to the organization, our excessive force, our citizen complaints were going through the roof as a whole. And many of those complaints were coming out of the exact same zones that we had. And it was going up dramatically, which was also impacting our lawsuits, et cetera, et cetera. When I walked in the door, a number of investigations were brought to me within the organization from an internal aspect. Within our VCA unit, we ended up having, as I walked in the door, having to make a number of arrests of our police officers or officers been indicted out of that situation. So I had to shift gears on that. I had to address the concerns within that unit. I had to address the bad apples. Now, there's a lot of good officers that work in that unit, the Violent Crime Impact Team. But we had to reconfigure that. We put it under a different command. But they're going back doing the same job that they were doing prior. But we had to address the corruption and the misconduct that was within that unit from a constitutional basis. But we're back on the zone policing. The unit is reconfigured, and they're just knocking them dead. They're doing an outstanding job. Their commander under Sean Miller, who's one of my best leaders that are out there, we just recently promoted him, was just sharing that they took off 59 guns in the month of January and sharing what the high work that they're doing. Some of the areas that we just addressed in Lower Oliver community, Gilmore Homes, and a number of other Ruxton community, that unit was just knocked them dead, where we're taking 25, 30 people to jail who were the baddest of the bad who were out there. And where we did that in those communities with the what we call VSIT, which is now Special Enforcement, that crime has dropped off of the table in those areas that they're doing their enforcement. So we continue to do the same thing. Colonel Reitz.
Yeah, just to add to what the commissioner said and the colonel, one of the things we're doing in those areas, as you mentioned, gangs or crews or organizations, and leaving zones and things like that. We're going after these crews and these organizations and gangs, and we're doing more historical investigations on those. So if you have a crew that has six or seven members and they've been locked up for narcotics and they've been locked up for a shooting or robberies and things like that, what we'll do is we'll bring all those cases together, and then we'll build a case that connects that crew together. And then the state's attorney can take that whole case, and the state's attorney's really stepped it up in Baltimore City. They really have. They've taken some of these groups out of like Gilmore Homes, like the commissioner was talking, and we take 20 or 30 guys out of this. And these are violent guys, and they're all organized. So we take that whole organization out. That way nobody pops up underneath of them or somebody takes over and there's conflicts and things like that. So, and we use different things. We use undercover buys. We use wiretaps, anything we can to get this investigation and those guys connected to this organization. Then we take the whole organization out, much like the federal government did with the mafia and things like that in the RICO Act. We're doing the same kind of thing on a state, on a city level, on a local level, and it moves much quicker than the federal level does. The other thing we're doing, we have a watch center that we've built, and 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a commander is there in the watch center, and he sees the whole city. He has the helicopter flying around. He can see what the helicopter sees right on a big video screen inside the watch center. He sees all the calls in the city that come out on our CAD system, and he can see the calls as they come out, and he can move different resources around. If you know anything about the fire department, they kind of work that same way on incident command system. And we're beginning to work that same way, so that we look at the city as a whole piece, also not just we focus on our zones, but we can also move resources around. We also have a daily crime call. It's 10 o'clock every morning. We're on the a conference call with all the commanders and the commissioner, and we're looking for displacement of crime. We're looking for what happened last night, how we're deploying to those things like that, and making sure our deployments are tight in those zones and things like that.
And part of all the things that Colonel Reitz is talking about are things that we've implemented to make for a faster moving organization. So within 24 hours, if something happens, we're on it, we're moving, and we're addressing it very quickly. Having a watch commander in that center, if something happens now, we're moving the organization. We're not waiting for 24 hours, 48 hours. We're moving the organization faster. We have to do that with the tremendous attrition that we've had. We don't have a choice. We have to move the organization faster. We have to do more efficient. The other piece that's missing for us is the technology piece. Our technology is not there, but we're trying to push as quickly as we can. If we have a suspect that is in a crime that pops up, we should have that to the officers within 15 to 20 minutes. If we have a suspect, their background, where they live, where their mother lives, where the girlfriend lives, what they look like, all that data and information should be to all the officers in this entire city in a dramatic fashion very quickly. We're not there yet, but we're pushing to get there within the next year.
Yes. Commissioner, we got one last question from Delegate Tarrant. We have to move on. We have two bills. We have a bill.